Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and we're both back from vacation. You beat me back.
Beat you back by a week. I got things squared away. The place was a mess while we were gone.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be back, and it's great to see you, as always.
It is good to be back.
As we come back, though, we come back to some issues that have been on the plate for not just while we were on vacation, but for a long time. Your column today is titled, Reform Yoga, Bend Over and Smile. And you do know how to get people's attention. Yeah, I'll give you credit for that.
Well, we all know the basis of down dog yoga is to bend over.
Yeah. How's that like anything going on in the federal government?
Well, it's one of these things. The people that are one of the proposals now is to reform the GS schedule, the general schedule. You know, they're now grades 1 through 15. I don't think there's a GS-1 left on the planet Earth. If there is, there may only be one. But it's been around since the 1940s. And for that very reason, I think in that reason alone, some people say it can't be any good. It's got to be fixed. But it has been proposed before. They have, quote, tried to fix it before. Closest they came was when Jimmy Carter was president. His Civil Service Reform Act, which was, you know, you could argue was one of the few, quote, achievements of his administration. But it created the senior executive service, which is what they were after. They wanted to get more control over the top career people in government. But it eliminated grades 16, 17, and 18, which were in those days called the super grades, mm-hmm. lumped them all into the SES, and it was supposed to make everything work better. It was supposed to provide for more mobility than they had under the grade system, less job security, chance to reward people who worked hard, and move people around and all that. It didn't quite work out that way, except for some agencies. The IRS is a notable exception. There's not a whole lot of mobility at the top in federal agencies among career people. Mm-hmm. That may be a good thing, maybe a bad thing, but it's a fact of life. Some people just want to get rid of the GS-15 or the 1 through 15 schedule and move into something else. And I guess when you and I were talking before the show about this, and it's a fine line between being realistic and becoming cynical, skeptical about these things. But we've been through this before. Most recently, the Bush administration assured us that what was desperately needed, do away with these silly grades and go to pay banding mm-hmm. into the national security personnel system.
Yeah.
On paper, it looked good. It certainly helped the companies that dreamed it up because they got big consulting contracts with the government to how to set this up. They implemented it in defense first for a variety of reasons, but defense is often the guinea pig for these things. The unions objected, so they took all union members out of it, so they threw in mid-management types. It lasted about 4 years. The criticism was that the administration was giving people better pay raises than regular federal pay raises as approved by Congress mm-hmm. in order to make the system enticing
yeah.
or to reward buddies or whatnot or to make the unions look bad. Unions made that counter argument. As soon as the Democrats took control of Congress and President Obama was elected, they repealed it. So you had this thing for 4 years. The people who loved it say it worked beautifully, should have been extended to the rest of government. People who say it was a flop say it's a flop, and that's why Congress killed it off. But this has been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd point out that back when John Barry was director of the Office of Personnel Management, now John Barry probably knew the people side of government as well as anybody around, whether you like him or not. He knew it. Graduate of the Maxwell School. His life was government. He worked on Capitol Hill for Steny Hoyer. He worked at Interior. He was head of the National Zoo. And then he finally got OPM, which would be sort of like his life's dream
yeah.
come true. And one of the first things he announced was they were going to do away with the GS system, and they were going to go to a three-tier thing, which I've by coincidence, having the column today.
Yeah, I didn't remember that mm-hmm. until you quoted it back in your
apprentice,
column.
Apprentice, journeyman, and expert. Those were going to be the three levels.
Uh-huh.
And that's how that came to be. And, you know, we thought this is revolutionary. I mean, we got a Democratic president. At that time, a Democratic Congress, John Berry knows what he's talking about. This is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
And as you said, you forgot all about it.
Yep.
It died going away. But the way Berry, who could be enthusiastic about lots of things and really was a good salesman, when you heard Berry talk about it, as he did at this open meeting that we had exclusively, it seemed too good to be true.
Uh-huh.
It turns out it didn't happen.
Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and I'm struck by the fact that there is all this interest and activity around the general schedule. Some of my guests have been talking about this a lot more recently. We had a hearing in Congress last week that you mentioned earlier. There is a lot of activity here,
yeah.
and the consensus seems to be the general schedule could at least use an update, if mm-hmm. not scrapping altogether and starting over again. The problem is we haven't really heard many ideas or much discussion about what replaces it beyond what you talked about there just a moment ago with John Berry's idea from 2009. 5 years later, in hindsight, if you couldn't get it with both houses yep. of Congress and an OPM director and a president of all the same party, I don't know when you're going to get it.
It's not a let's march on Washington issue.
Right.
You
okay.
know,
that's true.
For one thing. It's the ultimate inside baseball. It's inside baseball, inside the Beltway kind of thing. But yeah, what are you going to do? How are you going to change it? Why do you want to change it? One argument about having the system, or I guess not having it, is that in order to get around lack of pay raises, that bosses use the GS system to give their people a pay raise.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, we had a pay freeze for 3 years recently, and yet the Federal Times reported that during that period, X 100,000 employees got raises. Well,
mm-hmm.
they got within grade pay raises,
right.
or they got promotions. So
moved
many
to higher
people,
steps.
Right, moved to a higher step. So people think this is the reason for, quote, grade creep, why the average grade in government keeps going up each year. That's an interesting stat, and there may be something to it. But the other thing is the government is so much more professional than it used to be. I did a radio show this morning with Bob Lyons, Tammy Flanagan, and three NARF members, all retired Feds,
uh-huh.
who were here talking about it. And these women, you know, were all of a certain age. And I remember when my mother, I don't remember, but my mother came to Washington when I was a baby. She started out as a GS-2,
mm-hmm.
a clerk typist, and worked her way up the ranks. It worked at the Pentagon.
Yep.
But I don't think there are any GS-2s
those people
anymore.
Don't exist anymore.
If there are, there are not many. The jobs don't exist. So when you say the average, they're something like 51% of all government workers are in grades 12 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts their salary at anywhere from $80,000 to $150,000. Now, show that to the general public, and it's raw meat for the lion's den, you know. But in fact, the government is a very professional outfit, very,
yeah.
Very scientific, administrative. There aren't any typists anymore. There
yep.
aren't any stenographers anymore. And it's the government in many, many ways is much more scientific, technical, and administrative than the private sector, because as we've often said, the government doesn't do retail. And you know, you go out to Goddard Space Flight Center, and where there are people out there planning missions to Mars and tracking rogue asteroids coming out of the sun, and this is pretty heavy stuff.